recommend not this German. You say beautiful, yes. So, I would like to make a brief summary, Matthias.
Yes.
My work as a discussant, and it's somehow difficult because the topics, the two first topics were quite related. But, so what are the common points between the four presentations? Investment? You didn't even mention investment. Lack of investment, some investment in rural areas. We have the party that is the investor, and we would like to know how much is available and for each project. This is a recommendation. And you also mentioned somehow investment. That is not the main, even if it's not the main topic. So the two first presentations, I mean, we are talking about participation, conflicts of interest, of positions, of responsibilities as well. And this idea that if there is no independent funding, I mean, how can we move forward with the project? So, but who are the stakeholders? I mean, we are talking about the conflicts at the national level. Are we talking about conflicts of use, of priorities in the case of Mozambique? But which one is the priority? Because the government of Mozambique will not get money to develop all the basins, not giving the capacity. So which is the priority? Then also in terms of use. And then from the side of the investor, why these projects that also involve a lot of stakeholders, because we talk about the NGOs, universities, governments, international institutions like the European Union, but I mean how do we select which is the participation of the investors in the case of social learning that you were mentioning. So, and I think, just to raise the question, and I open the floor, and I would like that the question would be directed to one person, and we'll be short, because we are a bit running out of time. So, who is the first?
Thank you for the presentations. In particular, I'm interested in the EU facility water delivery in Africa. And I have been to one or two of these projects, and it seems not to be functional, especially in Niger Delta. So I'm wondering if you have feedback mechanism. In this regard, it would be nice to know some of the errors that you mentioned that you can learn from this project. So what is the level of feedback in terms of success, in terms of errors, and how do you intend to learn from them?
So maybe one more question. One more question, please.
I'm David from the London Congress of Paris. My question is for Matthias. You raised a very interesting point about resilience of the group and difference between resilience of a group and resilience of a person. And how do you link the two, and what is your methodology to link the resilience of the socio-ecological system and personal resilience?
If there is a related question, we can take it, otherwise. So your question was a specific case. You were thinking about the feedback of this investment, yes. And which kind of errors, because you mentioned that there is errors.
And I know now they have about 17 million euros to spend. The number of this project during this 4 years. And I hope that the European Commission during the next 3 months is making a report about all the efforts, and I hope that in the next future the new water facility too, they try to do that. But I think that during this year they have a public report of the discovery in this process.
Thank you. There is an evaluation process.
Yes, thank you very much.
I think there's a misunderstanding. Resilience is related to systems. A person cannot be resilient, and an institution cannot be resilient. Resilience is described as an attribute of a whole integrated system. But of course, persons, or let's say actors, they influence the system in which they live. So they have an influence on the resilience, and that's the linkage between this individual level and the individual level. But resilience is related to systems.
What is the system? So it's no personal strategy of avoiding risk. My question was more, how do you take into account the personal strategy of avoiding risk compared to the system with resilience risk?
Well, the personal strategy has an influence on the whole society, because the society is somehow the sum of individual behavior. Let's say, it's not a very good definition, but individual behavior plays a role in how the whole system evolves, and so the individual behavior is important for the resilience of the whole system.
But my question was more on methodology, because when you do some research, you do household or individual surveys. Mm-hmm. So how from household individual surveys or your personal strategy, you arrive to an overview view of the system?
Yeah.
What's the process?
That's a process that is mainly taking place in my head, and also in kind of workshops and discussions. I mean, the survey and the research, of course, will take place on a household individual level. And to come to this system level, that's a scientific constructive process. I mean, in reality, there is no system. Okay, the system is a construct that I, as a scientist, use to understand the thing. I will present these results of the work to people, and then I will present this resilient theory, and then we will see if people...
It's more about scientific process. Let's just keep on the social learning and the other topics.
I was appreciating very much this panel, because I think we had both sides or different level size perspective, and I would like to address all the not specific one. If it's possible to identify in somehow how this national level identification of priorities, how the funding possibilities and potentials are fitting, matching or not. The social learning processes, how they can converge to the same goals, or where are the difficulties? Because the first two communications were addressing some of the focusing on the process itself. That is the main question, how the process evolves that allows people to have more power or empower the stakeholders in a way that they can achieve and have more access to water. And on the other side, we have the funding possibilities and the national or regional level identification of priorities. Where this all matches or doesn't, where are the main blocks in these two evolving processes?
Is it important? Technology, as I think specifically when we're talking about the discussion, it's called political cooperation development, and it's sort of oversold the potential that you can meet all these objectives. It's very important to win this package, and that there's a flex process to generate a solution. I think my research in particular shows that there's all sorts of power relationships. Duty of economic reason, basically, designed to generate sort of collective understanding of this, there's a lot of resistance to accepting it. Certainly, people want to extract more water, but we're willing to accept scientifically defined limits. So, the process of accepting knowledge and knowledge production becomes quite important.
Great empowerment in Mozambique is
we went to this this meeting because there was a league very great and at the same time Mozambique was in a way of good governance and it is a result for many for example if you can compare Mozambique with Angola, Mozambique has a real kind of not many money but we have achieved and want to achieve so much and we want some goals in case of in case of Angola, for example, they are not very interested in achieving these goals and they have many money, they don't perhaps they simply don't need the international support in this area and this, sometimes this depends on the persons, it's not only a question of money or
you mentioned for example Cisco in your presentation. What is the status of pressure? Which is the goal? We know which is the, which are the goals of the goals of seeing the funding, but which is the goal of the this was another question because
they have about 1,400 projects in total.
You mentioned 1,000 million.
One thousand four hundred. They only give money about 175 projects because the sum of the
projects have not been
in my opinion, the connection between these investment decisions and the social learning processes in the society is the decision making, how it takes place. And when we are talking about these quite considerable investments, the interesting experience I think is the bigger the investment, the less people participate in decision making, and then it's a big problem. The actors in the countries often don't know how will this management strategy, this investment strategy, how will it affect my life. And but that's a connection to this social learning and participatory governance.
So the question remains, is there a difference between the multi-layered levels? Because they have local level, national level, regional level, and global level.
Of course the connection is there, because when the investment is done, it will affect the people on all levels. The question is there also a connection in the decision-making? So have people on the ground the possibility to take part in the decision making.
So I think we still have 5 minutes for one more round of questions. Maybe one or two questions.
Thank you.
Yes.
I don't know what to add. I ask you to Professor, if the government in Africa and for the politicians and the RGs and the partners of the project is not the science of diplomacy, because the person of negotiation must know the agreements and must know how to negotiate. That's a science too, not engineer only, not sociology, but diplomacy.
Scientific community can contribute largely by creating some basis of knowledge. I think that the basis is very important. It's one of the conditions for the creation of trust between different parties. So it's important to create effect based on some knowledge.
And to disseminate it. For instance, in Mozambique, it took years before the government and the National Director of Water agreed that archaeological data was not a state secret, so that everybody should have access to this data. When it comes to negotiation, and in case of Mozambique, that's very important this process, but also even within Mozambique, you have to negotiate between different stakeholders, different interests in management. It's very important that the information is easily accessible and that we are willing to discuss and negotiate. I think that Mozambique, one of the reasons why Mozambique is well supported by the donor community is that, in fact, after we had 10 years of a very cruel civil war, we had to manage the reconciliation process, and that was based very much on accepting and negotiating and being, let's say, open to the discussion and being, let's say, in a way, willing to change positions if the facts change. Yes, I agree that from this point of departure, of an objective basis, the process is the negotiation process. And all these issues of wanting resolutions are skills that are very much needed in the process of working.
Okay, so thanks a lot to our four participants in this water and promise and the garden.